This is WFMU Uppsala College East Orange. It's a little bit after 5 in the morning. My name is Chris T, and we're on the air right now. I don't want you to say anything that's going to get you hurt at all, so don't identify yourself. But this is very interesting. I've never heard anything, having to do with the Galliano bottle and potential murder. It's
because I'm against the bottle being made at all.
Aesthetically, you mean? You just don't like the way it looks.
Right. Because people get the idea to do something with it that they shouldn't, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, the bottle picks up and pours a drink, and it should be left as that.
Okay, so people are inserting this where it shouldn't go, is what you're saying?
Yeah, right. Because I feel it should just pick up and pour a drink, you know. That's how I feel about it, you know.
I agree with you. That's all really a bottle is for.
Because people, you know, just step out of line with it. And, you know, I seen a person get murdered over a ridicule. And another person was murdered just because they didn't like the idea that he did something like that, or just for shooting off his mouth.
He talked about the bottle and he was killed?
And
is that what you're saying?
I saw it. It happened at a bar. Another person was shot in his car, and another person was put in a sanitation truck. The guy said, if you like toys, come to my house. I have a suitcase full of them. And a guy came out with like a suitcase, and he pulled out a gun, and he killed him.
And
right?
he shot this guy.
And he put his body, you know, wrapped up like in an old blanket, and he wrapped it, you know, he tied him up, and the sanitation picked him up, and I seen it happen. I seen a guy lose his right hand because he stuck this in a woman, and he caused her to lose a baby during, like, you know, he did it during a woman's pregnancy, and they chopped his right hand off.
You saw that happen?
Yeah, and four guys beat him up, and they went back to the car, they took a hatchet, and they chopped his right hand off for doing something like that.
The man who got his hand chopped off, did he eventually die, or did he just go around without a hand?
I seen him a year and a half later, the same guy, and I was hoping that he did die.
Mm-hmm.
But he had an artificial hand on, and he was walking with a cane, and he had a funny pair of glasses on, because his eyesight got messed up from the beating, you know?
Uh-huh. So he got a bad beating.
Yeah.
This is all mob-related stuff, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, and I think the bottle's stupid that it was made.
I think so, too. How long has this bottle been around?
I wouldn't really know, but in 1968, some guy tied this girl up in bed while she was stoned.
Uh-huh.
And he did the same thing, and the girl told somebody, and they beat him up with a baseball bat, and he became a cripple, and he was in Wycliffe Heights Hospital.
So he told somebody.
So the girl told somebody on him.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I see a pattern here. What's happening is when people come out and say something bad about this bottle, they're beat up by the mob.
Yeah, or just by people, you know.
Have you ever, been in fear for your life that someone was going to beat you up?
I'm in fear for my life now because I verbally cursed it at a certain restaurant that I was working at.
Cursed the bottle?
Because I'm against this bottle being made at all.
You cursed it?
Yeah, just verbally. You know,
and
I shouldn't have done that because it was very bad. Because now my life is in danger. Because
with
an Italian accent, he threatened my life. I'll never go back to work at this restaurant.
A man with an Italian accent threatened your life?
Yeah, and he said, he goes, make sure you don't return to work. I was a pot washer at a German restaurant in my neighborhood. And he says, make sure you don't return to work at that German restaurant again, or else we'll see to it that you don't return home safe.
Just for cursing the bottle?
Yeah, just for, putting, a curse on it, you know what I mean? Because they're against this.
Someone must stand up to these people.
Or the mafia feels that the bottle should just pick up and pour a drink, and after that, it goes straight in the garbage, and that's it.
And they don't want to know about any other uses of the bottle?
No.
This bottle is evil.
Yeah, it is. It's very wrong, you know. It's wrong that it was made, really. And they were stupid for making it. They should have thought before they made something like this, you know.
They just don't care. Obviously.
I think that they were stupid to, make this bottle the way it was made. Because I think people are stupid, you know, period, for even, you know, doing something like this. But they have a lot of blame because they created it, you understand? But they should have thought beforehand that someone would actually do something like this. Like, I was in a church, and I was speaking to some, priest, and he was even talking to me about the premonitions that he had about a person losing his right hand.
This priest had a premonition about the...
Yeah, I was at a rectory, and the guy, mm-hmm. the priest was telling me that he had premonitions that something like this would happen. And it all came to pass, you know? He said in the near future, in the far future, you know, within a decade, you know, that something would happen, you know?
Uh-huh, and it did.
Yeah, and it came to pass that things happened, you know? But I'm just against, I'm trying to have a recall on the spot. I'm really against it, you know? Because I called up the company in 1968, and they didn't do a damn thing about it. They said, do you know the letters MYOB? He said, yeah. He said, and I said, just do that, and your life will be fine, you know?
Oh, they told you to mind your own business.
Right, because he said the bottle's a business, you know? And it's a fact, you know? It's like, there's just something about it that, you know, people get the idea to do something like that. When, you know.
Is this the big, tall bottle?
Yeah.
It's
a tall, slim bottle. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have a deep hatred towards it, really, you know? Because people get the idea to do things with it, you know? And it's wrong.
It is wrong. I'm glad you've told us about it.
Because I'm very serious about it, and I hate the Galliano family, you know? I mean, they hate my guts, too, because they think I'm a lowlife. You know, I don't even care if they kill me over something.
That's
like
not
this.
A good thing. You don't want to die over a bottle.
No, I know it's stupid, because I know two people that were murdered, you know?
Exactly.
You know, and it's stupid to be murdered over something like this. But the fact is that my life is in danger,
because mm-hmm.
someone is out to kill me. You know, whether it's the German people or the you know, the Austrians, or like it's you know,
the Austrians want to kill you.
Well, the Austrians were the ones who got involved in getting perverted towards it.
The Austrians were the first ones to use the bottle in a way it wasn't intended.
Yeah, right.
So I'm surprised that this stuff still sells as Galliano. It just sounds.
Right. I'm very much against.
Did you hear that noise? There was a noise again. Did you hear that?
Not really.
Yeah.
But I'm against the bottle being made. Uh-huh. I really hate the Galliano family, you know, because they were stupid. They should have thought beforehand, before they made something like this, you know. They
You're
really
right.
should have thought.
You're right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a very bad decision. I would say to keep up the work, you know, keep up what you're doing. It sounds like something that it may not be good for you in the long run, but you have to keep trying to get this bottle off the market. So I put my support behind you.
I really appreciate this. You know,
you're welcome.
I'm doing the best I can, you know.
Keep it up.
Thanks a lot.
Let us know if anyone else gets hurt, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is WFMU Uppsala College East Orange, and let me go back to what we were listening to.